Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
Since Harry Palmer left here, I've been asking myself over and over, what would I do in Marcia's shoes? And what's equally important, what would she do in mine? Jeff's left her and gone to Daybreak Island for a few weeks. But what seems to me to be so very significant is that he hasn't told Marcia where he is. He didn't tell me either. I found out from Harry Palmer. Surely it shows Jeff's made up his mind. I know Harry Palmer's only running his own race, but I can't spend the rest of my life chasing a man who's out of my reach. So why shouldn't I take advantage of this? With Marcia, it might be just the last straw. I must see Marcia somewhere. It's the only thing to do. So why shouldn't Palmer help?
H.J. Palmer speaking.
Stella here, Harry. Tell me, do you still think I should have a session with Marcia?
But definitely. Why should I change my mind in 4 hours?
Well, I'm not going to her flat.
Why not?
Women, my dear man, never chase after each other when they're chasing after the same man. You have to wrangle a casual meeting. It doesn't matter if you're there, too.
Yes, I think that could be arranged.
I'll leave it to you. See if you can't get her to the Pelican Club or somewhere tonight. And I'll just happen to be there, too, eh? Doing me?
Sure thing. Soon as I know. Bye now.
Bye.
Just leaving, Stella. We're lucky I caught you. What do you know? They told me Jeff Pilgrim's walked out of Cressida Bendigo's and there's not a chance in 1,000 of him going back.
So you heard that too, Mr. Puller?
Do you know anything about his movements?
Do you mean for the future, Mr. Puller, or where he is now?
Either.
Sorry, but I'm afraid I can't tell you anything at all.
That's too bad. I'd like to get in touch with the chap. See if we couldn't persuade him to take up some of those offers we made him. You sure you've no idea where he could be got hold of?
Why on earth should I know, Mr. Puller?
I'm only asking. This is my opportunity. If I could get Pilgrim in with me, I could set up a new department to do all the work I pay Bendigo's to handle. What's that fellow Palmer like?
He's rather smart. Perhaps a little too smart.
He'd better be. I've been very satisfied. Pilgrim was good. No two ways about that. But I don't know a thing about Palmer. And as for Percy Fleming, he couldn't organize a municipal dog pound. Well, I won't keep you. Are you going my way? Can I drop you off somewhere?
Oh, that's very kind of you, Mr. Puller, but I'm staying in town.
Okay, then. I'll see you in the morning. By the way, Mrs. Pilgrim hasn't left town too, has she?
I don't think so.
Good. At least she'll know what's become of her husband. Or will she?
Mr. Puller, where Marcia Pilgrim's concerned, I wouldn't know a thing.
Yeah, come to think of it, I don't suppose you would.
I'll tell you where Jeff Pilgrim's gone after I've done my stuff with Marcia tonight. Yes, all goes well, it would be rather fun to have Jeff working here, too.
Yes.
Very definitely. Oh, Digby, darling, be an angel and excuse me. There are two people I simply must see. Hello there.
Well, hello, Stella.
I didn't expect to see you here, Master. How nice.
Well, why don't you join us? Are there just the two of you?
Well, I'll join you if I may. Digby can stay over where he is for a while. Glad to get away from him.
Tell me, Stella, I've always wanted to know, what is it about a dress like that? Don't you think she looks terrific, Marcia?
Oh, simply terrific. Well, and what's the gossip from the waterfront?
They tell me Jeff's packed up and left you or something, Marcia. What a shattering experience.
He's merely left the firm.
Oh, really?
Yes, but the amazing thing is, no one seems to know where he's gone. Just vanished.
No one?
Don't tell me you know.
I don't suppose you'd care to charge off and buy Digby a drink at the bar, would you, Harry?
Trying to get rid of me, are you?
Just for 5 minutes.
Excuse me, Marcia?
Of course, Harry.
I'll be back in exactly 5 minutes.
Well, now that we're alone, what's your racket?
Has Jeff really left you, Marcia?
I don't see that's any of your confounded business.
Oh, be reasonable. I couldn't bear to hang on to a man who didn't want me. I don't know how you can.
Stella, if discussing other people's personal affairs in public's your idea of fun...
They're not only your personal affairs. They're mine, too.
Jeff's my husband.
You mean he was? Oh, look, Master, what's the sense of rancor? You're married to Jeff still, but you've lost him. You know you've lost him. I'm only trying to act like a civilized human being over it. Marcia, plenty of other people have had this problem and behaved reasonably well. Why can't you?
I suppose you expect me to say, well, righto, Jeff's gone. Now it's your turn.
Well, you will give him a divorce, won't you?
Why should I?
You're a dog in the manger if you don't. You're running about with Harry Palmer. How many men do you want?
Stella, just because Jeff has left Tressida Bendigo, it doesn't mean that he's panting to marry you.
But it looks very much as though he's tired of being married to you.
I'm joining the others at the bar.
Can't you take it?
I never could take this sort of poppy's paper vulgarity.
But before you rush off, did Jeff tell you where he was going?
What Jeff told me has nothing to do with you.
Did he?
I've told you, Bronson. Mind your own business.
So he hasn't. You're trying to make out you don't know who comes first with the men. I simply don't understand you, Master.
You're not really required to.
You haven't the pride of a sparrow. If I couldn't hold my husband against all comers, I'd never get married in the first place.
You talk to me about pride. You!
If anyone walked out on me, I couldn't let them go quickly enough. And look at you, hanging on to Jeff like a limpet. What does a man have to do? Draw you a diagram?
Jeff left the firm because of the way you chased him all over the place. You made it impossible for
him to... didn't have to chase him. You don't know where your husband is. He wouldn't tell you. Who's he trying to get away from, Marcia? You or me?
Do you mean to say... Do you mean to sit there and tell me, Stella Bronson, that Jeff told you where...
I thought you'd wake up sooner or later. Yes, of course I know where he is.
I don't believe you.
Much I care about that.
You're lying. I don't believe you. He wouldn't tell you where he's gone.
But he did. And if you don't realize he's fed up with you now, you never will.
If you know where Jeff's gone, where is he? Tell me.
I don't know that I should.
If you know where my husband is, I insist that you tell me, Stella. No, but you don't know. You're only trying to make out...
He's at Daybreak Island.
Daybreak Island?
Yes. I know when he left here and when he arrived there. And if you think he went up there to get away from me, why didn't he take you with him?
Why didn't he?
You're his wife. But he wouldn't even risk you running up there after him.
Oh, this is... Just think
that he took the risk of me following him up to Daybreak Island, Master.
Look, Stella, if you don't shut up...
Yes, I say, what's going on? Flushed faces and heated brows. You two haven't been fighting, have you?
I'm leaving, Harry. Will you take me home?
Oh, don't let me ruin your fun and games, Master. I'm off. Come on, Digby, let's dance. See you later, Harry.
What on earth was she saying to you, Marcia? You'd be absolutely furious.
I am furious. Oh, I've never been so humiliated. To be told by that creature.
Told what?
Harry, Jeff actually let her know where he was going, but not me. Oh, I'd like to tear her to shreds. And Jeff, too. Why, it's practically inviting her to join him there.
Looks rather like it. Looks very much like it.
Harry, will you take me home this minute?
Oh, but why, darling? It's early, isn't it?
Will you take me home this minute? I'm going to see what Uncle Tressida has to say about this.
Well, there's not much doubt about it now. Master's marriage to poor old Geoffrey is well and truly down the drain. Good for Stella. I'll have to buy her a little present to show my appreciation of an excellent job of work. I shouldn't like to be in Jeff's shoes after Master has had a word with old Bendigo. Skin him alive. Poor chap. Isn't it just too bad?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.